Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and please welcome our very important puzzler, comedian whose show Totally Biased ended far too soon, W. Kamau Bell.
Thank you. Or it ended right on time, depending on your perspective. Oh, thank you. I love that Brooklyn,
Yeah.
Reminds me of being in the Bay Area.
I want to go back in time.
Okay.
To October 2010.
Okay.
Okay, so there you are. You're performing your one-man show.
Yes.
At the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is like a small black box theater.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
And you finish your performance, and you head backstage.
Yes.
To sort of think it out.
Yeah, to do the thing you do after you finish performing, like, oh, man, I'm amazing.
I'm amazing. Toast
God,
yourself.
I really did.
Look at yourself in the mirror and repeat.
Well, it went well, so I had that. Like, it was a good show, so I had that, like, post-show, like, you know.
Thing, high, right?
As opposed to the one, like, I should end everything, you know.
But on this particular night, Chris Rock comes backstage.
Yes.
What was that like?
I've met other famous people, other famous, you know, you just sort of meet comedians who are famous. But he's so famous that it's like almost like meeting Santa Claus, but like the real Santa Claus.
Right, right.
Like, I thought you were fake. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Santa.
All these other Santa Clauses are based on you.
Yeah, it's like meeting the actual, like, it was like, oh, it's meeting Spider-Man, but the real Spider-Man. Like, it was quite surreal.
And what did he say to you?
It all happened in a cloud for a little bit, because it was like, okay, this guy, but he said, the thing I remember saying is like, you're pretty funny.
Right?
Which I was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, great.
And, pretty funny. And he said, where do you live? And I said, San Francisco. And he said, move. He's a New York guy, as many people know. And so he was like, there's nothing happening there. The industry got to be here, L.A. And da-da-da. I was just talking to Seinfeld. And he monologues.
Right.
Yeah, like an evil villain. He monologues.
But in this case, he was monologuing advice.
Yeah, advice about why I should move. The show was good. He's like, you're pretty funny, and you know, I only think like eight guys are funny, so take that for what it means.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm gonna
remember that for the rest of my life. As a matter of fact.
No, I did, and as I'm proving right now.
And did you move from then? That's when you decided, all right.
No, I didn't move. I'm hard-headed, as they say.
Yeah.
No, my wife was quite pregnant at the time, and so I knew we were not moving anywhere anytime soon, because you know, we already had that deal in San Francisco for the baby.
Right, you didn't run home and say, Chris Rock told us to move, we're leaving.
Yeah, no. She wouldn't have taken that very well.
And that show that you were doing was called The W. Kamau Bell Curve, Ending Racism in About an Hour.
Yes. Where if you brought a friend of a different race, you got in 2-for-1.
How many people?
See, look, not even Martin Luther King Jr. did that, everybody. Of course, he also didn't charge admission, so, you know.
So you made your name as a political comedian.
I guess. That label is sort of late to me. Here's the weird thing about America. I was just a black guy with opinions. And people call that political. I think that's a weird thing. I sort of just had thoughts about the world in which we lived in. But to label it political seems to me to really put it in a real sort of like tight Washington, D.C. beltway politics.
Oh, interesting. But when you started
politicized,
stand-up.
Politicized comedian.
When you started stand-up, was your act in the similar vein?
No.
Oh, what was it? What was your style like?
It was horrible. I was bad for a really long time. Some would say, still. I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd do it.
Do you remember some of the stuff you talked about?
No,
in the
not
beginning?
At all. Of course I do.
What was it? Like cats, men versus women? What was it?
I don't know. You just do those things. I don't know. You just sort of, when you start in stand-up comedy, it's sort of, I think sometimes a little bit of a shotgun approach. Like you just sort of say, what about this?
Totally.
What about this? I feel like it's like having a garbage bag of things that you think are really valuable and you just pull them out and show them to the audience. And they go, nope. And you go, all right, what about, let me reach in here. How about this one? Nope. And you just keep. And eventually, if you work long enough and have some level of talent, you keep pulling out stuff that people like, and you're like, okay, let me polish this one up, and let me get it all shiny, and
So did you find that there was a moment where you shifted in your act, or was it more just a progression where you were like, all right, I really like talking about this kind of stuff, and I feel stronger about my opinion about this?
I mean, I grew up in a household where we talked about issues. Well, I grew up with my mom mostly, and she's one of those black moms, like many of you have. Like those two people have.
Yep.
All right, one right there.
Yep.
Why don't the four of us meet afterwards? You're one of those black moms who talks about stuff. Like, I jokingly say that in my house, every month was Black History Month. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, we didn't wait till February. And so we just talked. And so I just had that in the back of my head all the time. But I didn't come out as a comedian who was like, I got stuff to say.
So how did your show Totally Biased come about?
You know, after Chris Rock came backstage, he called me like 2 months later, which I wasn't expecting. That was another, like, you know, Spider-Man's calling me.
Was it unknown number, by the
way? It was unknown number, which is, you know, usually it's weird. For me, unknown numbers a lot are my dad, which I don't know why he's got that kind of number.
Your dad's very mysterious.
Yeah, so I was like, I answered it like, hello, and it was like, it's Chris Rock. And it's that thing, I really was like, no, it's not. Ha ha, dad. I really didn't think it was him. And then he started to do that thing where you could tell he was pacing, like, you don't want to be the guy who doesn't think it's me when I'm calling him trying to give him a, oh, it's Chris Rock. And, you know, he said, I want to do a show with you unless you don't want to do a show with me. And it was like, I'm sitting in San Francisco doing nothing. I mean, you know, waiting for my wife to pop out this baby. And yeah. I think we should probably, I said, yeah. So,
yeah.
And over the course of about, I mean, it took... That was right before he went to Broadway, and we had the baby, or she had the baby, and I got, you know, get half baby credit. But that was so, for about a year, we sort of went our separate directions. Not a year, but several months we went our separate directions, and then finally we came back together and did a pilot in Santa Monica. And I could tell a much longer version of the story, but the show's been canceled, so it seems like I should just abridge it.
How many episodes did you have?
I don't know. I got lost after a while. It started out once a week, and we did like about 26 episodes once a week. And then they took us to 5 days a week. And at that point, it was like being hit by a slow-moving train.
Yeah, the speed at which you're working is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it just I feel like we did 26, and then we did one long one for several months.
just kept going.
And every now and again, they would ask me to change clothes. But yeah, it was so. I don't know. I mean, it was. Somewhere around 50 or 60 or something. Yeah.
Now, when you also wrote a roundup about your show, you end by saying, I can't wait to get my voice back, I'm quoting you. Many of you who watch Totally Biased have only seen a sliver of the real me. It's very intriguing.
Yeah.
So what exactly are you pointing to there?
I mean, I had never worked in TV before, and it was like an internship that I got paid to do, and everybody got to see. So they got to see like the parts that didn't work and the parts that did work, and when I was like clearly trying to catch up to the train, and clearly when I was hanging off the back of the train, and there's a level of comfort that I have sitting here with you talking to real people in a real room where I'm not worried about is this all going to fit on the tape or da-da-da.
Yeah, I got to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all you. Good luck. Good luck cutting that up. But you have to worry about those things. Like, you have to, as you're sitting there having the conversation or doing the bits or reading a teleprompter, there's all these other things you have to worry about that when there was a point when I was on stage doing the bell curve or doing stand-up, that it just becomes about the experience in the room with the people. And you don't have to, and you can sort of be more personal and not represent a cause in the same way that I'm Totally Biased. I felt like, I don't know if anybody else is going to talk about this, so I want to make sure I at least represent it as well as I can. And sometimes that left little room for my, like, I don't know what's going on, you know, so, and that's basically where I live, is I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think you know what's going on, actually, quite well. I enjoy talking to you, but we want to find out if you know what's going on now in an Ask Me Another challenge. What do you think of that?
I'm totally down.
All right. Big hand for our wonderful VIP, W. Kamau Bell. So, Kamau, you're going to be playing with a member of our audience. Please welcome Meredith Lorenzen. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you.
Now, I hear you and your husband met on a trivia team?
We met in college but didn't know each other that well. Mm-hmm. So, the trivia was kind of the standard nerd mating ritual, I think, where you like pretend you don't like each other for 6 months and find out how much White Snake video info you know, and like then you get married. So.
It's three easy steps.
So all right, yeah.
Okay, so Kamau, even though your first show didn't last as long as we'd like it to last, you have become part of a long line of comedians who have had their own limited run television series. So in this game, we're going to see how well you know some of your fellow TV funny people, like Ben Stiller, whose show was canceled after 13 episodes on MTV. I will try an example to Jonathan. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Can we talk? Once a week, Kathy Griffin, my daughter Melissa, and I get together with no makeup, no hair, and we look like the three witches from Macbeth. Too much? Am I wrong?
That's Jonathan Winters.
Exactly. You nailed it.
No, that's Joan Rivers.
Right. A bad adaptation, but yes. So see how easy that was?
Yes.
So you're going to see how many you can get right before the time runs out, and if you get stuck, you can pass. Okay. And if you get enough right, both of you will win and Ask Me Another prize.
Ooh.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
What's the deal with this comedian?
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah! Okay. Yellow pudding pop.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
Oh. She likes to dance. And she's kind of like Rachel Maddow in a way. Right, is this all right? Like they probably attend the same meeting. She likes to dance. She dances on TV a lot. She's totally, like, everybody likes her. She had a show, obviously. She often joked about being Lebanese, but that was just a joke.
Oh, my.
She,
Ellen?
Huh?
Ellen?
Yes!
Oh!
My clues were not good. How could you not know? This was the guy who my show was compared to, but clearly his show is better than mine because his is still on the air, and he's one of the titans of late-night political talk shows.
Conan? No. It's not really political, is it? That's a little embarrassing.
Well, that's okay. He's a very popular guy, and he had a show that was canceled. He's what? Late-night... I can describe the show, right?
Yeah.
It's a parody of the news.
John Stewart.
Yes. This is a clue.
Oh, Arsenio Hall?
Yeah! You might be a redneck.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, let's get through all these. Pass. He has a really long last name that people like to not be able to pronounce. And he, pass, we'll do this one. He produced a show that was canceled that I starred in.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Last one. He has a very successful show. His last name is our initials. His last name.
Oh, Louis C.K.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Kamau, you and Meredith are both going to receive an official Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Yeah!
Congratulations! Let's hear it for our VIP, W. Kamau Bell.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing that I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Jonathan Coulton.